Like mind control. Hypnosuggestion. It's a development of the 1967 film Out on Amicus. Columbia directed by the great Freddie Francis and written by Robert Block of Psycho fame. In that film there are four separate plots, Burgess. Reddit tells the stories of all four. A man kills so that he can feed their heads to his car. Why does he do this? The car suggests it to him. A woman finds out that a movie star is a robot and then is made into one herself. A woman falls in love with a pianist, but his piano kills her. Why? The piano was jealous, a collector of Edgar Allan Poe memorabilia kills another such collector, but Edgar Allan Poe himself comes back from the dead to get him. Filmgoers were given fried seeds so that they could grow their own torture gardens, he continued. So. Same principle at work here, these comics take on a life of their own in their readers. I closed the place down and have been guarding it ever since, he explained. Same principle, you mean that these comics have powers? Yeah, it's real McGinn tapped into their pre-Big Bang space and time reality and realized that computer technology wasn't the way to get to grips with the truth about the real world. These stories were better. What kind of shit are you saying? Gas rancid. Suddenly feeling scared. The boxes and their dark content seem to take on a heavy evil significance. It's like the joke about 2001, A Space Odyssey. What Clark's book brought about was the film, and what happened in the year 2001 was endless repeat showing of the film. It predicted itself. Forget about black monoliths on the moon or whatever, he grinned. So whatever is in these comics, it'll come about in reality, said Ratchet. But as a comic as itself, reality will become the comic. Wow, that's evil, said Rancid. Then came her double take. No, it isn't, it's fucking insane. Impossible, you're on something, you lunatic, she shrieked. You wanna know what the picture was back there? The one you took to be a me? Asked Lamont quietly. Yeah, what was that all about? How come you were in a film once? Us rancid, spinning round off a high horse to follow up this new thrill. What I showed you was a still from Universal Studios 1951. Albert Sooksmith produced, Orson Welles and Harry Keller directed. Make a masterpiece, Touch of Evil, written and starring Orson Welles with Janet Leigh. A nutmegged up Charlton Heston, Mercedes McCambridge, Joachim Tamiroff, Marlene Dietrich, Ray Collins, Dennis Weaver, Zsa Gabor, Keenan Wynn, and Joseph Cotton shot in Venice, California. That wasn't me in that picture, the guy in the picture, that was Orson Welles playing Hank Quinlan, a gross, cigar-chomping American detective who frames a man for a crime he did commit. Explain the mod carefully. Rancid glared at him, it was you, the spitting image of you now, responded Rancid. Yeah. Well, that's because of what I'm talking about here, replied Lamont. What does that mean? Asked Rancid. I was created by that fucking film. McGinn used it as an experiment, developing his pre-Big Bang link-up film is just speeded up comic frames when you think about it. So he used the two technologies just to see what was easier. He found out that comics were better than films, easier to focus. But in the meantime, there I was. And the whole world of Touch of Evil. You know why I have this gun? I had to kill the others, all of them, so now there's just me. But I'm like Quinlan, I have everything he has. I may seem warped, but I can smell out good and bad, even if I have to cross over the line between them in order to get justice. So it was you in the picture? No, that was Orson Welles playing me, grin Lamont. So do I call you Lamont or Quinlan? Call me Hank! Call me Hank, said Lamont.